thank you for tuning in to episode 83 of Cracking the Spine. I am Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you.
It's been a week since last we spoke, and your birthday has come and passed. As will happen in a week.
Mm-hmm.
So many events in 1 week.
We dropped the mother of all bombs.
We did.
We
did. Collectively, us three did.
We took out an airstrip in Syria.
Yeah, that one.
Not actually, though.
We
just threw missiles at it.
And then they just flew the airplanes over
the next day. Literally, like, the next day.
I'm giving everyone the double fingers.
He's the double middle finger with, like, he's waving him in the air with his, with his tongue out.
Like, I just don't care.
It's Passover.
It's Passover.
It's Easter.
Uh-oh, we better.
What a week.
We better finish up. I gotta go put that blood on my door. I'm a firstborn.
Yeah, but it's not your first Passover, right? Like,
yeah, I survived the other ones because I put blood on the door.
Wait, is it if legit question?
Something works.
Before we do the show,
don't question it.
Is the firstborn threatened every Passover, or is it just that first Passover?
I think it's all of them.
I think it the plagues were only a concern that first Passover,
like that one time, right? Like, yeah.
This Passover is like, we're like commemorating the things that happened, because Jewish holidays are just remembering times that horrible things happened.
Or the White House is not remembering horrible things that happened to Jewish people.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it.
Because that happened this week,
Jewish
too.
Jewish people aren't really people, Sean. I don't know if you know this.
Well, they're certainly
not. You might
want
to listen
German
to some
people.
Of the things that the White House says, because you're a little off base here.
I would like to add that not every person who spells their name S-E-A-N, Sean, speaks for the rest of us Seans. And just because my tone gets to be a little bit spicy... Ooh. Does not make me Sean Spicy.
Spice.
What I'm trying spicy. To say is, what I'm trying you. To say
that
is,
that was a good one.
I feel like my name has been defamed and dragged through the mud recently by a person who can't possibly feel shame or regret or lose his job, apparently, unless that happens this week.
That's how I felt about my name, but then Hitler changed his name from Josh to Adolf.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. I had no idea.
No one did, because I just made it up.
Well, you're not really supposed to compare things to Hitler.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do those things.
I was doing what all Seans do.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about, you guys.
You guys are really Seaning this up
today. No! No, no!
Just like Hitler would have.
No! It's just that one guy. Don't make me the new... Don't make Sean the new Adolf.
This just in... Sean is now Adolf Hitler.
Wait, me?
This is breaking news on Cracking the Spine. Things are really unfolding right now.
Oh, man.
Better drop some bombs on some countries.
Man.
Boop, 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 boop.
That's
a lot of my teenagers make sense now. No, I'm kidding about that. It's not funny. It's not funny. Hey, Zane, what are you reading? Oh, God. I brought it down. I'm the one.
Well, you had to go bring up books. Way to go. I'm reading that book that you lent me, Sean, Stranded.
Yeah.
The author has a really good name, too.
Brandon McCracken.
McCracken, that's it, because it just sounds like it's about like a shipwreck or like a stranded ship, basically.
It gets
too spooky.
It gets marooned in ice in the north.
Marooned.
The Northern Atlantic, stranded, as it were.
That's like, what's his name? Sir, what's his face?
Shackleton.
Edmund Hillary?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. Dan likes him.
Ernest Shackleton.
Yeah.
Dan's not on this show.
Where is
but he? The author's name is awesome. Anyway, I'm not very far into it. I'm having a little trouble. I started this book like right after I finished The Name of the Wind.
Okay.
And it was... quite a transition,
I will say.
And
they don't do magic in this book.
I was a little like bitter starting this book that it wasn't The Name of the Wind. Like, I was sad that my book had ended, and that's nothing against this book, but it was like bad planning on my part, because I basically like finished Name of the Wind and just picked up Stranded.
You've gone from one of the greatest fantasy novels ever written to. I mean, it's nominated for the Edgar Award, which is a horror novel.
It's setting itself up very, very well, but I had And, like, again, it's nothing, it's not the book's fault. It was my own fault. I was stupid the way that I picked this book up. But
it's not McCracken, it's me.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm having a little bit of trouble, like, getting into it. And I really like reading horror novels, but I found it very hard to shift gears from fantasy straight into horror. Like, I was starting reading this book, and I was like, what's happening? It's, like, modern times? I don't want to read about this.
Like,
I was,
boats?
I was thinking, like, I was, like, in a Shackleton frame of mind, and I was like, maybe it's an old-timey boat? Yeah, and then it was like, there's, like, a tech panel, and I was like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, it was not... It's my
Why is this not taking place in a place that never happened?
Exactly.
You sympathy idiot!
So, I did not do a lot of reading.
But you're not giving up on it.
No, I'm not giving up on
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
I promise.
Would Shackleton forgive up?
Scout's honor.
Would
I'll
Shackleton
do it, Dad.
Up?
Get off my back. Let's go to the exciting one.
Anyway.
Josh, what are you reading this week?
I'm almost done with The Name of the Wind. Almost done.
It only took you a week.
A week. I know. Dude, I would have maybe read it in a week if, like, my birthday hadn't come up. I had to drink, like, all those bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm. And drop the Moab. And
drop the Moab and talk about Hitler on TV.
And generally just been Hitler.
And just, just being as bad as Hitler.
Yeah, because Josh is the worst name ever.
Yeah.
He's the one that always diminishes the Holocaust.
Hitler's here,
So, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah, how's
I wanna...
that reading thing going for you?
Dude, it's great when books are fun.
Yeah.
When I like the book, yeah. No, like, it's I'm going to get the second book either from somebody or buy. I might buy it because, like, I need to read it right away. I'm not going to be able to wait.
Zane, you have not read the second book yet, right?
I have not. Okay. I'm kind of making myself read Stranded first.
Okay.
And then, like,
why?
Rewarding. I don't know.
If it were,
that's like an arbitrary rule that I made up in my head. I can't justify it.
Had you asked me that question, my answer would have been: my hope would be that
it
by the time
it.
By the time I finish it, there will at least be an announced date
for the third one,
the end of the trilogy. And that's not to say that Patrick Rothfuss will finish the trilogy when he finishes the trilogy.
Yeah.
And I'm really, like, if you follow him on Twitter, and you should, because he tweets a lot of great stuff, he gets a lot of
shit.
Grief.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, from entitled ass fucks who think that
entitled Hitlers.
Little Hitlers.
Little Hitlers.
Little Hitlers.
I think that's the Trenton minor league baseball
team. The Little Hitlers?
The Little Hitlers. L-I-L. With an apostrophe.
They do not sell out in Trenton, then.
And it's... I see the mascot in my head. But anyway, it's super hilarious. And not at all. Anyway, that think that Rothfuss owes them a book.
Yeah.
Because they read the first two.
Yep.
And they're like, well, it's been... You know, it's been...
And they...
Years.
They like these books so much that they abuse the author for more writing. Like, way to go, guys.
Yeah, and, like...
Good line of thinking there.
He's a fucking person. Like, he wants to finish the story, but he also is dealing with his own bullshit that he's dealing with, and it's not up to fucking you. Anyway, so you're enjoying it?
I love it. I love him, the guy, even though he's a kid right now and he's, like, annoying sometimes because he's, like, a kid and kids are – they do dumb shit. He does dumb shit sometimes.
Well, don't forget, he's a grown-up telling the story
right.
of his childhood
right.
years.
So he's looking
so
back, right.
There's
right,
a lens.
Yeah, I get upset when they go back to the interlude. I'm like, no!
Oh, really? I fucking long for the interludes.
I don't know. At first I was like, stop going back to the interlude. Just go.
It's so immersive
that
when it takes you out of that, it's like, what?
But it's
like,
cool.
Because you're, like, into it.
It's
really?
Cool the way that he writes it, though, because you're reading, like, what is it, like, the second person, and then it goes back to, like, the overworld writing, like, you know.
No, from first person back to third
to
person.
Third person.
Yeah, but, oh, man, this is why I want to talk. We'll save it for another show.
We can talk about it.
Okay, because I actually... I read the background, like the flashback stuff, thinking to myself, how does this amazing young person end up as a I don't want to say deadbeat, but like...
Yeah.
Just an innkeeper.
A sad innkeeper.
Yeah, but there's... I had theories. I had so many theories. I think I was texting both of you the theories. Maybe I was just texting Zane.
No, you were texting both of us, yeah.
I think he's accursed. He's a cursed man. He's got a curse on him.
And, I mean, I don't want to answer... You know what? I'm not going to...
Right, don't answer.
Because I've read the second book.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, there's yet another book that has not yet come out.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, at the risk of spoiling things, by the end of the second book, he's still not caught up.
To where he is.
Yeah, but well, that's not giving anything away.
Just giving you a hard time.
The first book tells you he's going to take 3 days to tell the story.
So they're all in a day. I didn't pick up on that.
Really?
I didn't pick up on...
I found it very relaxing because I enjoyed the book so much, and I was like... But there'll definitely be three of them.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was like, so I can like really luxuriate in this because there's more.
Right.
And like, there's even more. And
there was
okay.
parts I was uncomfortable when he's like being a homeless kid. I was like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, dude, that's rough.
I was like, this shit sucks.
But it's kind of like, it's kind of like reading Harry Potter because you know that as bad as it gets when
that's
he's
true.
A kid,
yeah.
he will pull through.
He gets through
yeah.
it, yeah.
And you know, I really, really want the third book to come out. I really want to read the third book.
Yeah.
But in the meantime,
what,
man,
has
there's
it been
a million
8 years?
Books.
Is it, Zane
yeah.
said it was 8 years.
It's
has
8 years.
It been 8 years?
It's 8 years.
So that's why people are begging him for it. They're like, time's up.
It's not even begging. I honestly don't have a problem with begging. It's demanding.
Did anyone offer him a blowjob yet to do it?
Well,
that might do it.
You've got like 15 Twitter followers. You could probably get a blowjob.
When you're good at something. Give blowjobs. That's the old saying.
Wait, are you good at blowjobs? Can we take a break?
We'll be right back.
We're not going to need that long.
All right. Hey, Sean, what are you reading? Oh, glad nobody else asked except for me. Because that's the rhythm of the show.
I couldn't figure out what you were motioning to us for.
I was thinking about giving you a blowjob, so I can't be honest.
I thought you were trying to like write out the blowjob joke, and I was like, what does he actually want me to stop and pause the show?
Yeah. Well, since Josh is going to edit it, you can ask me now.
Sean, what are you reading?
And you can leave that all in.
Definitely not
going to
cut
okay,
that out.
Well, I'm glad you asked. After I asked myself, as the rhythm of the
show
goes.
You said you're reading four books.
I have read three books, and I'm on my fourth. It's been a long week.
My brain is a library. I commute 5 hours a day.
Five, whoa.
Well, it's about. It's, yeah, anyway. So the first book that I read was, it's called The Rise and Fall of Dodo. And Dodo is an acronym, okay. D.O. by Neal Stephenson. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, I read like the first 10 pages of that when I was at your house.
Yeah. I will loan it to you.
Okay.
It's by Neal Stephenson. Oh, man, it's a woman author, and I can't think of her name.
Typical.
Yeah, right, exactly. I feel...
Total Hitler.
Ah, oh, gosh, damn it. Spicer!
Women are not important.
And it's this history of a government organization called DODO, which stands for the Department of... Diachronic Operations.
Oh, boy.
And it's essentially a story about... So the premise of the novel, I'm not giving anything away, you'll read this on the flyleaf, is that magic existed in the past.
Oh.
Like witches, actual witches,
yeah.
performed magic.
Sure. We all know
and
this.
And that at some point it died out,
uh-huh.
and there's this government, this like dark... what do they call
secret
it?
Secret society.
No, what deep
web? Deep state.
There's this like deep state organization in the government that finds all of these writings from the past, from like the 1800s and in Sumerian Sanskrit, and like from China in the 600s, that proves that magic actually existed, and at some point it died off. And it's this...
Like the dodo.
I don't want to say that it's oral history. Yes, like the dodo.
I got it.
It's not an oral history, but it's written in... It's reminiscent of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Mm.
Like, it's written in journal
yeah.
okay.
and government briefings
right.
and PowerPoint presentations
what?
And letters from the 1600s.
How do you read a PowerPoint presentation?
Well, you know, read the book.
read the book.
And it's very Neal Stephenson, and it's very not Neal Stephenson. God, I have to look her name up.
Just look it up on your telephone machine.
Do it during the break.
Anyway, it's really good, and we'll be out in June.
Oh, you gotta always get the fucking cheater copy of it with your getting the answers before the test, like a TA or something.
Are you a TA? You have to tell us.
If you are. If you're a TA, you have to tell us.
Wait, is it entrapment if I don't tell you?
Yeah.
No, I got an advanced copy, and thank you, and you're welcome, listeners, for letting you know that when this book comes out, you should go read it.
Agreed.
And then when I finished that, I read a book that came out in January, therefore it's on the shelves, you guys can go get it.
January? That was like only a couple weeks ago.
Last week, by my reckoning, called Behind Her Eyes by Sarah Pinsborough. Which is a psychological thriller about a husband and wife that are married, and there's – I don't want to give too much away because, like, the peeling the onion in this story is really where the stink lies.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
I've never heard that.
I just put it out
there. Stinks can lie everywhere.
It's true. Sitting next to Zane, I can definitely vouch for that.
Yeah.
It's a marriage that's kind of on the rocks, and there's a little bit of a supernatural element
to it. Mr. and Mrs. Smithy?
I've never seen that. No, it's more akin to, it's not quite the unreliable narrator, because I've expressed my, dissatisfaction with that previously on the show.
I don't remember that, but.
That's fine.
We can rehash it later.
Then when I finished.
I know what you're talking about, okay. And I remember. Thank Girl on the Train.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it was.
I remember things.
It had been compared to Girl on the Train, but it's much more accessible and believable. And it's a good story. And I feel like it was spoiled by most of what you read on the flyleaf and like the back cover is like, wait till you find the twist at the end.
Right.
Oh my God, the twist at the end, the ending. And I picked it up.
We were just talking about this.
Like this
twists.
Insatiable need for
you
twists.
Two are what you're saying.
Yeah, we were, yeah.
The reason I picked it up is because Joe Hill is blurred on the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys know my love for Joe Hill.
It's borderline homosexual.
I don't know that.
It's not borderline. It's definitely. Just,
no, it's build the wall. Totally. It's build the wall. Okay? Keep them out.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't need to be here. The filth stays. Oh God! I'm shawning.
Oh no! Spicy sea spice.
Anyway, what happens is like a lot of the advanced notices like wait till you get to the end, and I feel like when you say to somebody, the end is amazing.
It ruins it.
You ruined
it. Yeah, it ruins it. You can't say that.
Like,
yeah.
Just by saying that,
right.
Everything I read up until I'm going.
Yeah.
Well,
people have to decide.
Well, it's going to be a twist.
Right.
Like, yeah. Something's going to happen.
And don't get me wrong, there is a twist at the end that I didn't see coming, but I saw that there was a twist coming. Therefore, when I got to it, it was like.
It was lessened. Yeah. You didn't feel like you discovered it because you were warned about it.
Right.
Which sucks.
So that's book two.
Holy fuck. We only have an hour.
I know, right?
To do this.
I'll do it real quick.
Technically, we don't have a time limit, but keep
technically,
going.
We should.
Agreed. Totally agreed. Holy shit, we're 20 minutes. The third book I read is a book called The Wife Between Us, which will be coming out in 2018.
This better be about swingers.
No, it's interesting because when you were saying, no, Zane, when you were saying that you finished The Name of the Wind,
yeah.
And then you went into into Stranded, you were like, wait a minute, this is the book I was just reading.
Yeah.
So The Wife Between Us is about a husband and wife.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's similar.
Was it confusing?
And there's a third person.
That sucks.
But, like, the Behind Her Eyes takes place in London.
Right.
And there's something supernatural going on. And The Wife Between Us is set in Manhattan.
The London of America.
It's very – there's nothing supernatural. It's very, like –
It's straightforward.
It's straightforward, but it's well crafted. But like for the first 50 or 60 pages, I'm like, wait, no, this is not the book you just finished.
That would drive me nuts.
This is not like it was very like when you
I don't do well with stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's good. I think it's gonna get. I think it's. I don't want to say too much about it because it's.
When does this one come out next?
He said 2018.
Yeah. What the shit?
Yeah, early 2018, and it's going to be big.
When do you have to return them to this time travel library that you get these books from?
Well, the rise and fall of Dodo will explain all of that.
Whoa.
Which will be out in June. Anyway,
that's just next week.
It's good. It's told in like flashback, flash forward from a couple of different people kind of perspective. It's good. You guys will love it. Not you two, but people who read books.
Same reads.
Other Hitlers.
Just like us.
And then just tonight, I started a book called The Return.
Of the King.
Which is out now. You can go get it.
Okay.
And it's about, there's a lunar eclipse, and essentially like a Neil deGrasse Tyson character. This is all in the first chapter.
His name's Neil... Not
his name is Leland Smith, I think his name is.
That's a made up name.
He is on live national television talking about a lunar eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And
does he turn into a werewolf?
No, he is kidnapped. He's taken up by.
Abducted?
Yes, he's abducted. And then 6 years later, what he comes fuck? Back with no memory of having been abducted. And that's as far as I've got.
That's cool.
Because I've only read 4 books this week.
Dying.
You killed Josh.
I'm having a heart attack.
You finally did it.
Sorry, he'll edit that out.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
That'll just make me sound like Hitler.
You can't even hear that. There it is, right there. I see it.
So, Facebook. Wait, is that the end of the show?
No, but it feels like it, but no.
We've been here for just about that much time.
All right, well, let's take a break.
Yes, sir.
Australian accent.
Nope. Back to British again.
Missed it.
Welcome back to episode 83 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
Hello, mate. I'm Sean from Australia.
On this episode, we discover that no one on this podcast can do an Australian accent.
It's so hard.
I'm just trying to remain culturally sensitive to prove that Sean's are not all terrible
That's
people.
That's true. Why don't we pick another white country to imitate their language?
God damn it. I was thinking about the Aboriginals.
Well, they're the originals. That got a laugh. All right.
Zane, what are we talking about? Because let's talk about something.
We're talking about a listener suggestion, Josh. Good segue.
Josh did not ask you that.
Josh.
I tweeted it.
Tweeted last night. For a topic suggestion, which is where I was going, and then you made a thumbs up in the middle and distracted me. And he got a bunch of responses, of course, because Josh has like 15 followers on Twitter.
It's so many.
That's 3 times 5.
It's a lot of fives.
At Jads of All Trades.
I know that guy.
Said, books you read because someone you liked, crush, band, public figure, etc., talked about the book and how it changed your opinion of them.
Wait, crush, band?
Like a crush of yours or a band.
Oh,
or
okay.
Some sort of public figure.
Right.
I heard those both as like the past tense of the verb crush and ban. Like I crushed or banned them. Because
this guy reads books?
Well, no, that's what Sean's do. We crush and ban.
Sorry, I didn't pronounce the comma better.
We crush and ban.
That's true. S-E-A-Ns.
Yes.
I know you're a very anti-other way of spelling it.
Anyway.
Exactly, any way of spelling it. Who did you read a book about that because you liked them?
Good segue, Josh.
Well done. I don't know. I was thinking about this today because we talked about this is what we were going to talk about. I feel like I'm the person that recommends books that then people go, well, I either like or dislike Sean based on that recommendation. I don't want to say, well, I mean, for a long time.
Well, that was like your job, right? Like,
yeah, but prior to that, I mean, what I, you know, I don't want to say it's a crush, but a lot of what I read when I decided to read on my own were things that were not even recommended to me, but stuff that my older brother was reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, you guys, not, this isn't, I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but Zane, you can kind of speak to it. There's a relationship between a little brother and a big brother where the big brother is a superhero for a lot of your childhood. He can do no wrong. He is the end all and be all. He is a role model.
Right.
And my older brother, Tim, was super cool and read a lot of shit that I read later.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I read earlier than I probably should have novels by Stephen King, American Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Tim turned me on Neal Stephenson. So, you know, it's that was where my brain landed on this. Like, it wasn't like
right.
I didn't date girls who were like, oh, you should read X, Y, and Z. Although, I mean, you know, my wife turned me on to Harlan Ellison.
And then you married both of them.
No, I didn't. I didn't marry my wife. I mean, I married my wife.
Yeah,
and but not Harlan Ellison.
But the and her book
not
became
my older
yours.
Brother.
No,
I only married one of those three.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. I wasn't like striving to impress or.
Yeah. I was that way too. I never read anything because somebody wanted me to. Clearly, as you guys, I love you guys, and I don't read shit you tell me to read.
You never like saw a recommendation from someone like in an interview that you were reading with someone that you kind of
Marilyn
like,
Manson. Didn't he always talk about books a lot?
Yeah, or like let's say in like 1998 you read an interview with like Trent Reznor or something and he was like, oh, I'm currently reading whatever.
The
and
Satanic
you were like, maybe
Bible.
I'll pick that up. Like you never did that.
The issue with that was that they were always I mean, the people that I admired in like pop culture were always Marilyn Manson and Trent Reznor were the two that you guys just named.
Mm-hmm.
Were always reading like Nietzsche or Aleister Crowley or the Satanic Verses, and it was like not the Satanic Bible, not the Satanic Verses. And it was like I was never in a place where I wanted to read philosophy. I took a philosophy course as a freshman, as an undergrad, and went. This is all bullshit. Why is stupid?
You've been a great philosopher then. That's what they do.
No, what they do is they go, well, I'm going to masturbate and convince you that my masturbation is important.
Oh my God, we have a philosopher on our show. No other podcast can say that. We can.
It's true.
Interesting.
No, but like, I don't, my memory, I don't remember reading an interview with someone that I admired in pop culture who was talking about a work of literature that I went, oh, I have to go pick that up.
Okay, then have you ever, like, has someone ever brought up a book to you like, oh, have you read this book? I love this book. And you're like, oh my God, they like that book?
Yeah, have you ever, yeah.
Has the
has
fact
it, like,
that someone enjoyed
them?
A book ever, like, affected your opinion of
it? Oh,
them?
I know you got
or,
stories.
Or, like, they hated a book and you were like, how could they fucking hate that book? Like, and all of a sudden it, like, you know, like, you know when, like, you're getting to know someone like, and then they give you a little tidbit of information about themselves like that and all of a sudden, like, this image of them just kind of snaps into place and you're like, okay, I kind of know who you are now.
I feel like you're asking me a question that you want me to ask you
because you have an answer for it. It's not even that. You started this by saying, like, I've basically never even come close to doing this.
Well, no, I mean, the idea
So
that,
I'm introducing scenarios in which you might have. That's why.
I don't feel judgmental toward people who have read books and suggested to me that I should read them or that I would enjoy them. Because when you say, like, when you asked me that question, what my brain said was, like, all the people who I know, who I am friends with, who have told me that I really should enjoy Ready Player One. Mm. And I don't want this to turn into the, you know,
I was going to try Ready Player that.
One show again.
Although we're due.
It's only been a week.
Only a couple weeks.
It's been 1 week.
But, like, you know, I feel like people who say to me, you would love this book, I've either read that book or read the book. See, there's no way for me to come out of this sounding like I'm not going to be a snob.
It's okay.
I don't want to be a snob.
No, I don't think that. Because, like, you read a lot and, like, it's different. Like, you kind of, like, have a different way of looking at books than most people do. You're very objective about your reading. And most people, I don't think, are objective about anything in their lives. So they might take it more personally. I wouldn't. Wuthering Heights, because my ex-girlfriend wanted me to read it. And I read it, and I was like, that book wasn't very good. I didn't like it. But I wasn't like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like, it didn't change anything. I was just like, this person likes that book, so.
But, like, I didn't date a lot. Like, I had a couple of relationships, but I've been, my wife and I have been together since 1996. Like, she and I kind of share literary tastes
right.
to a certain point. Like, she's not into horror, and, and to your point, Josh, like, I read a lot.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not...
I heard about it in 22 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah, I heard about it.
But I think, what about you? Like, I feel like, you know, Josh and I have been talking a lot. And, no, seriously. I don't want this to turn into... have you had that experience where you...
I don't think of myself as a snob, but I do think, the things that people enjoy says a lot about them, and it helps me to form a picture in my head of who they are.
Oh, shit.
And so it's very interesting to me to hear, like, when I meet a new person or when I'm making a new friend, it's very interesting to me to find out if they like reading, what they're reading, what kind of music they listen to, what kind of shows they watch. Like, not because if they don't watch or read or listen to the same things that I do that they're, like, dumb or stupid, but because it gives me a better idea of who they are.
Oh, this is so much pressure. I feel like shit now. You guys...
No, but it's like, I went out to, like, a work meeting recently and with a new coworker that I didn't know yet, and we were talking about books, and... She was talking about some books that she had read, and they were like, this is going to sound judgmental and it's not meant to be, but they were like Oprah Book Club type books. She was like, oh, I love reading. And then she told me what she reads, and I was like, okay. Because I love reading too. And then we started, and I was like, we do not read the same things. And it's not, one is not better than the other, but it gave me like a very clear picture of like,
who they are.
At least in that respect, right, you know, yeah, it's like, I got you. Okay, I get it.
And I actually use those conversations with people where they like tell me like they're an Oprah Book Club reader or they're, they only read biographies or right. they love history or like whatever it is. I use it as an opportunity to... Educate is the wrong word, but like, because I'm a salesman, like I sell books and I have a knowledge of what's available to people. Mm-hmm. I say to like, my brain goes, well, you love that Oprah book. What about this other book that sort of goes towards what I like?
Right.
That I would try to steer you toward, Josh, if you would, not you, Josh. But like, you know, Josh. The royal Josh.
Yeah.
That's like, maybe I don't.
I'm bad at that because I feel like sometimes I like in my head, some two things are related and then I make a leap. That actually just happened to me. I was talking to someone and I find most people that I talk to only read nonfiction. I don't know if it's just like the types of people that I've been talking to lately, but I find that I am definitely an outlier. When I talk to people about reading, they're like, what do you read? And I'm like, oh, you know, like. Horror and science fiction and fantasy, and they're like, oh, really? And it's like, what? Oh, I didn't know that most people didn't read that. Apparently that's true.
I'm reading cookbooks.
but she only reads nonfiction, and she was like, well, I kind of want to get into, like, historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know what? You might be interested in something that's, like, nonfiction, but is maybe written more like fiction. I was like, maybe that's, like, an interesting jumping off point. I was like, Devil in the White City. And yeah. Then she was like, what's it about? And I was like, a serial killer.
And this lady's like, no.
Maybe that's not.
It's about the Chicago World's Fair.
Well, that's the end.
I was like, it's about like the Chicago World's Fair. And I was like, but it's also about like
how
you know,
a bunch
at the same
of people
time,
were
like,
missing.
Yes, like, you know, there's this very prolific serial killer
it's
living
about
in
Leonardo
Chicago
DiCaprio,
at the same time.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
But I was like, that's not what she wanted. Like, yeah. There's other suggestions in there. But I tend to jump the gun. I'm like, this thing I like.
Right.
Oh, okay. Because I'm actually, like,
I'm not a salesman. I'm not interested in selling.
It might be, like,
here's a book about serial killers.
Like,
see
borderline
later.
Sociopathic, where I'm like, like, what are you into?
Yeah.
Nonfiction. Okay. Read The Devil in the White City. What's it about? Don't say serial killer. Don't say horror.
Yeah.
Don't say Stephen. It's about the World's Fair and the first Ferris wheel ever.
It's like,
well, that's what it's about. I mean, that's the story.
It's the setting.
That's not what it's about.
It definitely is a lot of it than what I read.
I'm sorry.
In there.
It absolutely is about that. It is about
a lot
the World's
of the first
Fair.
Couple.
Yes,
of
it
chapters.
Is about the World's Fair. It's not exclusively about the World's
it's
Fair.
It's not exclusively about a serial killer either.
You're right.
Yeah, it's,
there's no reason to tell the serial killer story without the World's Fair story. You can tell the World's Fair story without the... I'm serious.
I know.
Okay, you know what?
Holocaust.
Stop shaking your head no. Don't. Okay, don't. This is my press conference. Okay, guys.
Oh my god. It's uncanny.
Well, we go to Sean schools together.
Sean schools.
Oh, I give it too much away.
Oh shit, the secret Sean club.
They're going to change their name to Hitler school soon. Or Adolf school.
No, that's what we came from. No, anyway.
Anyway.
I found it hard to find specific examples for this because
yeah. It's tough.
A lot of where I get my books, like the idea to read a book is from author recommendations or it's like, oh, well, Joe Hill blurbed this book.
Right.
Maybe I'll, you know, and that's not always a surefire thing.
To
but
be sure.
For me, it's like a jumping off point. And that's kind of how I've always been. I love to go off recommendations. And when I was younger, especially when I listened to, when I was like 12, 13, 14, and like all I did was listen to music.
Last week.
I'm young. That's the joke.
Also, we only do the show, you know, weekly. Anyway.
Anyway.
It was at a weird time in the internet where, like, you wouldn't necessarily – you could have done this, but the way I thought about using the internet wasn't, like, I'll Google bands that sound like
– it wasn't that way.
Ministry find more bands that I like. So a lot of times I would read interviews with artists that I liked, and there was always a question, like, what are you listening to right now?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know, what were your influences for this album? And it would give you – like, oh, this is what they listen to?
Mm.
And I love doing that. And that's how I found a lot of the bands that I love.
Yeah.
Interestingly, if you had asked me this question at the beginning of the segment about music,
mm-hmm.
and
then you could,
if I would judge people on the music they,
definitely,
they listen
absolutely.
To,
absolutely,
I would tell you 100%.
Yes.
You know, like, if
yes.
you know, when I was between the years of 1993 and 1998, when I was... young
in the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
that like I would totally judge people by the music they listen to,
mm-hmm.
and that was before I was a big voracious reader. Very interesting juxtaposition, Zane, that like one media as opposed to the other, because like to me, I've always been of the opinion, and maybe this comes from my parents, that if you are reading, it doesn't matter what you're reading,
right.
Yeah, my
because
mom always
eventually
said that too.
You'll come around to. Realize your tastes,
right.
Which is why I was allowed to read Stephen King's It in fourth grade.
And that's why you love Deadly Clowns.
But
to
like
this day,
you know, do love Deadly Clowns. Admit it.
In 1994, you know, I went and saw Nirvana in concert.
Holy shit!
And if you had told me
I was 11,
I was 17. If you had told me
we could have then,
we could have. There was nothing illegal about that. If you had told me that. When I in that year that you were listening to, let's say, Color Me Bad, you're a bad person. You're terrible. You've just told me, as you said in the beginning,
sex you up.
You've told me everything I need to know about you.
Like, it just, it's like these little pieces snap into place, and you're like, okay, I know who you are now.
And I feel like
I was listening to Snow.
You don't have to raise your hand. They can't see it. This is an audio podcast.
It wouldn't have made a difference until you brought it up.
Well, he did it, so we had to underline it. It's okay. He's going to edit it out.
Could you edit out that hand?
Yeah, I can.
Please?
I can definitely do that. That's easy.
But boy, that, there's a show in there where.
Yeah, that's a whole other like topic.
I feel like I'm much more like music is much closer to my like the root person of who I am.
I agree.
The music that I listen to much more defines me than the literature that
right.
I read.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Literature comes and goes. I will
read
anything.
Like, listening to music, like, when I read a book with the, you know, sometimes I go back and I read books and stuff like that, but you read a book and then you move on to the next book.
Right.
And music isn't like that.
You listen to music, and
you find something that you love, you'll listen to
always.
It.
Always. Yes.
Always, exactly. Yeah.
Like, at the risk of overgeneralizing, anything that's been recorded musically within the last 17 years is shit. at the risk of overgeneralizing, it's out there. I mean... What are we going to go? Macklemore and Lewis? One Direction? What are you guys going
to
defend?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I think a lot of hip-hop's pretty good.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You loved that Run the Jewels track.
Oh, man, Kendrick Lamar is great.
That track. That one track.
Okay, that counts. That's music.
You should listen to Kendrick Lamar.
I said most. I didn't say all.
Kendrick Lamar. It's so good. It's so good. And I don't know. See, I agree though. I think music is
I know.
A
I
part
sound like it's the Homer Simpson thing of music achieved its pinnacle in the my senior year.
Right.
It's scientific
right.
fact. Everybody knows.
Everyone
it. Like that's
it, right.
Because that's
when
you were if you're a music person.
It's when you were fighting. It's when you were fucking.
Right.
And it's when you were getting down to music.
I was doing two of the three of those things.
Getting down to music.
Uh-huh.
And fucking.
No.
Keep going.
Kissing.
No, fighting is what you said.
Oh, I forgot already.
Too much time fucking for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, boy, that's a show there.
I know, we should remember that
one. Write it down.
We could keep talking about it.
Writing it down.
I'm just
not writing
I
anything,
write
guys.
I would never judge anybody. I don't know.
You judge people all the fucking time.
You let me finish.
Okay.
I would never judge anybody based on...
You judge people... Oh.
Based on, like, a thing they read, because, like... Unless they were like, this is like the number one thing.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily, I don't want to say I'm judgmental of people's reading habits, but it does help. I would say I'm more judgmental of music listening habits.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, hearing someone's reading habits, even if it's stuff that I don't like, it still helps me shape that person in my mind. It helps me, like, understand just a little bit more who they are. And
you can put them in that box.
Like, and it's like, okay, there's that piece of you. That's what, you're into. That's what you like to.
Yeah.
Be stimulated.
Well, yeah, people, like you said, the lady you work with who, reads Oprah stuff, like, that's generally, like, okay, this person wants to read, like, positive, like,
exactly,
uplifting.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they need as a person.
Well, she also wants to be connected to the other people that, you know...
Are part of a club, right? It's a whole social scene.
A lot of times,
need to
what
be,
it means to me is when she not this person specifically, but like when she goes into a bookstore, she has no idea where to start. And so, you know, Oprah said, and right. again, the Oprah Book Club, I don't think it's even a thing anymore, right. but like, you know, if someone says, this is the book that I'm reading right now and it's great, you should try it. She goes, okay, yeah, you know, it's a bestseller. I'll try that. Like, again, it's not a judgment. I don't begrudge her reading those things or enjoying those things, but it gives me an understanding of who she is.
So what or actually,
a better understanding.
Like maybe what just occurred to me as you said that, Zane, was like for me, reading is a it's an insular thing. It's a solitary thing. It's for me.
It's for no one else but you.
And like if I find something that I enjoy, I want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, music is a shared experience. It's a social thing, and I want to know. I want to know that what I listen to is enjoyed by other people. I'm having a hard time justifying it in my own head as I say it. Like
music's older. That's why
it's more primal.
It's cuts to a human part of you that has been around since we were humans.
Like music,
so 6,000 years because I read the Bible.
For me, music is connection. For me, reading is
detachment. Yes. I agree with
that. And sometimes when I find a book that I love, I would love to make that attachment.
Right.
But with music, I expect you to have that attachment.
You should understand. It's a language that everyone should understand.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't understand it, what the fuck is
and
wrong
And I sound
with
like
you?
Such a Sean when I say that kind of thing.
Dude, it's okay.
I feel so different from that.
That's so weird. Really?
I've always felt very isolated in my like music.
Yeah, but you listen to like...
I know,
Morrissey,
but my
and it's like,
exactly. But my point is, I never had friends growing up who had similar musical tastes.
Yeah.
Occasionally, there'd be some overlap, but
you
for the
also
most
play,
part,
you can play.
I play music.
Oh, okay.
But right. My point is, like, for me, music still feels very isolating. Listening to music feels very isolating because I have zero friends who enjoy listening to what I listen to. So it's always felt like. It's like my own private thing and it's just for me to enjoy, you know, and in fact, sometimes there's a disconnect. Like when I go see a show and it's something that I really love and it's like, holy fuck, there's an entire
there's gonna be
room
so
full
many
of people.
Here.
And then
yeah.
sometimes it's like, oh my God, this is who else listens? Am I like these people?
Right.
Yeah, but like, you know, and it, like, it's like, you know, in like 1996 when you're like, maybe I'll listen to Tool. And then you go to a Tool concert and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to listen to Tool anymore.
That was 92 for me, but that's fine. Anyway.
I was 8.
But like with me,
right.
I will drive down the street with my windows down.
Oh, yeah, me too.
My music and looking people in the eye and singing at them.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In the hopes that like I get a smile back or like, but I don't do that with literature. Like, like with books, I'm like, you would enjoy this. And if you don't, okay, you don't.
It's not comparable. I thought this is kind of a subject change. I think there's a point in there that I'm going to make. Hopefully I'll find it. But
go, Josh. Go, Josh.
When
go, Josh.
In Name of the Wind, when he's talking, when the main character is talking mm-hmm. about playing,
quote,
and how you get jealous, I thought about you, and I was like, I know Zane knows exactly what.
Oh, I know.
That is definitely a fucking mm-hmm. thing where, like, you see.
Wait, stretch that idea a little bit more in case people haven't read the book.
He's talking about like playing or being around people playing music. When you're not playing music and like why that's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
And that is definitely a thing. It's because music is sex. It's better than sex. It's better than drugs. And if you play it, it's having sex and doing drugs at the same time. Like, and you want that and you don't want anyone else to have that.
Watching someone else play while you are unable
right,
to play,
do that,
it makes
sucks.
You feel impotent.
Yeah.
Like, there's just nothing that you can do. It's, you know, like, it's watching someone else do your job.
It's watching someone else fuck your wife.
That's how I feel watching. Not the...
Here we go.
Not doubling down on that last thing you said, but watching SNL for me, or, like, watching comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, like, that's my instrument. My instrument is my...
It's similar. It's very similar.
But I know, when I read that, I was like, I never played music, but... I know exactly how it feels to be in the audience watching someone do a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's a comparison for that for literature.
I don't
maybe
think
because
so.
I'm not a writer.
I was going to say,
right,
I think it would be if you were a writer or if you had a great desire to be a writer. And
maybe
jealousy.
Maybe with like movie writing, I kind of get that way a little bit because, like, I'm not, you know, I don't write movies, but, like, I know writing scripts and stuff, and, like, sometimes I'll see something and I'll be like, really? You know? Yeah. But, like, it's not as visceral. It's not as, like, music is heroin, and, like, books are drinking, like, a fine cognac. Well, you know what I mean?
There's a very, as you said, a very visceral and immediate thing, Zane, you know, about music that's, like, when it's live, you know it.
Right. It's live and good. You're like, oh.
And you're watching it, you go, I can do that. Or, right. I need to be up there doing it. And, you know, I don't know that it compares to writing. Again, because I don't write.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
All right, so we answered the question, right?
Definitely.
Sure.
Right. It only took us a week. I mean, like, by actual...
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking for a week.
Yeah.
So...
Feels that way. All right, let's take a break.
Let's do it.
Hello, welcome back to Cracking the Spine. My name is Josh.
My name is Sean.
I'm Zane.
So, yeah, we did it.
We done did it.
We talked about music and figured it out.
Figured it out.
Literature.
Out.
Solved it.
Myth,
about
myth
performance.
Busted.
Yeah, it's done. Busted. Clang!
Nice. I don't have to edit that in. You did it.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Sounds good.
You want to hear my my drill noise?
No.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Zane, let's hear your drill.
Nope.
If you guys have been listening to our friends over on the Punch Up podcast, you'll know that they do a lot of sound effect contests.
They have a board?
No.
Oh, they just do them.
Yeah. Like,
you know who shouldn't get on that show then? The guy from Police Academy.
Yeah, Steve Gutenberg is a fucking asshole.
He sucks, dude.
Listen to his last name, Gutenberg.
But man, does he print
some
a good
German.
Bible.
Fucking Germans.
Right?
Facebook!
Twitter.
Instagram.
We don't have one.
Don't
Snapchat.
Have one.
Okay. Now
Words
we're...
with Friends.
What the fuck?
Draw something.
Oh my god.
GeoCities.
Speaking of 1994.
Pony Express.
Angel Fire.
Zanga.
Glory Holes.
Makeout Club.
You'll find us in all those places.
Glory Holes.
Spin the Bottle.
Yo, I never did that in high school.
Is that true?
I never played Spin the Bottle.
I maybe didn't.
I played...
Zane, did you?
The one where you go in the closet and you finger each other. I played that one. 7 minutes and finger each other.
Finger blast in the closet.
Finger blast in the closet. Yeah, I played that one.
Each other.
Yeah, whatever.
Where does she finger you?
It's a mutual experience.
Right, so what I'm
saying fingers me in my heart.
No.
All right.
What, are we saving this for another show? Because I'm genuinely curious, and I'm not the only one. I guarantee you there are people who love Josh who want to know.
I didn't want to.
Don't Google it.
I'm not Googling it, okay. Jesus.
She pulled out her phone,
what
like,
is
where do they
finger? Blasting?
No, I know what it is on one end.
I didn't say
finger each
spicy.
Other.
I meant together, like,
what, she's got a...
No, I meant, like, as a group, a mutual finger, one person is fingering the one person.
Uh-huh.
And then, what, I'm not, look, whatever, man, this isn't the Inquisition.
Jesus. There I go, shawing things up again.
I do what I want in closets. Leave me alone.
Zane, what are you doing if you're not Googling?
I was looking at our correspondence since the last time we recorded, because we actually got quite a few emails. They were all really nice. They all just mostly just said really, really nice things. We
like
got one.
What?
I didn't know about this.
You would if you checked the email.
I hate email.
We got one from Evan Bowen.
Okay.
Who's been a fan of ours since GamerVision.
Whoa!
100 years ago, dude!
Coming up on it. Centurion.
He was talking about our 82nd episode, and he said, you talked about literature bringing emotional reactions like tears, laughing out loud, and getting angry, but what about feeling true horror? Have there been any books that made you legitimately scared to turn off the lights?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm more afraid of life.
The
Here
first one
we go.
I thought of is one of the scariest books I've ever read is still Heart Shaped Box by Joe Hill.
Yeah.
There's so many Nirvana references tonight.
Yeah, that's true. More recently, A Head Full of Ghosts super unsettled me. I don't know that I was scared to turn off the lights.
I was
going to
say, that's not like, that wasn't like turn off the lights.
Yeah, but
scary.
It was like,
yeah,
maybe I don't want to be by myself in the dark scary.
But Stephen King's...
like in a closet?
Lisey's Story. It was called Lisey's Story, which... Did you read that one? Anybody else?
No, yeah. I never read that one.
Genuinely scary. Lisey's Story. L-I-S-E-Y apostrophe S story. Lisey's Story. It's,
I'm trying not to get spooked. I don't want to go get scared. I gotta walk out to my car. Zane lives in, like, the middle of nowhere.
And Zane, we did have another email from Trendy Moron.
Yeah, I was just looking at that one.
Trendy Moron.
Stealing my thunder?
Well, he went the penthouse letters way again.
Oh, cool.
And I will read it in my penthouse letterist voice.
Oh, cool.
Dear Sean. Oh, I went first. Dear Sean, Zane, and Josh.
Oh, I went last.
Best for last. Though the weeks between podcasts seem to grow ever longer. Not true. It's 1 week.
It's 1 week.
My love does not fade, but only grows. The spark ignited in me when I first heard you three together rages on as an inferno, which must consume my whole world before it ever might be sated. Please know, my darlings, that it is not I alone who feel this way.
Ooh.
This is no madness peculiar to myself, but the inevitable response of any sensate being in the face of such transcendent beauty. Yet I fear others may not find the courage to speak, so it falls to me. In all sincerity, cracking the spine means more to me than I can say or rationally justify. Please keep making it forever. I love you. Eternally yours, Trendy Moron.
That was beautiful.
And trendy. And moronic.
Oh.
I was going to shit on these.
You did that one. That was good. That was a good email. Maybe I should start reading emails.
We get good emails.
We get a lot of good emails.
We get really
good
emails.
And you can send them to us at crackingthespineshow@gmail.com.
I was going to say
Please
that.
Please do.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
And hit us up on Twitter. We're always looking at Cracking Spine.
At Cracking Spine. I was going to say that too.
we're always looking for show topics and stuff like that. So feel free to submit them on Twitter.
Give us the show topics.
Through
or
the subreddit.
Snapchat us those dick pics.
Send them right through the glory hole.
We're not on Snapchat.
That's generally where they come from.
I'm saying.
And,
cool.
Yeah.
Good week, guys.
Good talk.
We'll talk more in 7 days.
We love you.
No more love, no less.
Bye.
Check them out at your library.